Ottawa. First Nations chiefs and advocates are hopeful the federal court will approve a landmark child welfare settlement this week, years after the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal called the federal government's treatment of First Nations child welfare willful and reckless. The court is hearing final arguments in Ottawa this week on the proposed settlement agreement that would be the biggest in Canadian history if it passes. The settlement includes $23 billion in compensation for more than 300,000 children and their families, and another $20 billion to reform the child welfare system. It comes after the Canadian Rights Tribunal in 2016 found Canada discriminated against First Nations children for funding disparities for child welfare services on reserve and off reserve. The tribunal found First Nations are adversely impacted by the services provided by the government and, in some cases, denied services as a result of the government's involvement. The panel acknowledges the suffering of those First Nations children and families who are or have been denied an equitable opportunity to remain together or to be reunited in a timely manner, the 2016 ruling said. Child welfare was also among the central issues flagged in the report by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which spent 6 years delving into the painful residential school system that operated from the 1870s to 1996. The Assembly of First Nations Interim National Chief, Joanna Bernard, said families have been waiting decades for this settlement. The AFN has been negotiating a class action deal alongside Cindy Blackstock, the executive director of the First Nations Child and Family Caring Society. I call on the Government of Canada to act swiftly in regard to when the decision is made by the courts, said Bernard. Over 300,000 children and families are waiting. They've been waiting over almost 20 years now. Blackstock, carrying Spirit Bear, a stuffed bear that represents children impacted by the First Nations child welfare case, said while the settlement will be a welcome step to help people heal. I'm feeling encouraged that this might finally be some measure of justice for the many victims, children, youth and families of Canada's discrimination, said Blackstock. But she added issues still persist in the child welfare system. Blackstock said First Nations children living on reserve are still subject to inequitable access to health care, and Ottawa must do more to protect them. We need to make sure the Government of Canada actually treats children fairly. Not only today, but the day after tomorrow, and the year after, said Blackstock. Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu and Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Gary Anandasangari said in a statement Monday that situations like this shouldn't happen again, and they are working on reforming the First Nations Child and Family Services Program. This agreement is the result of tireless work from First Nations leaders, the statement reads. Their advocacy on the rights of Indigenous children and families is pushing Canada to do better and moves us forward on the path to reconciliation. Part of the settlement agreement calls for an apology from the Prime Minister, but Blackstock and the AFN have differing opinions on the impact that apology could have. On October 16, Bernard and Manitoba Regional Chief Cindy Woodhouse urged Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the federal government to apologize for the historical and systemic injustices and what they called the narrow application of Jordan's principle. Prime Minister Trudeau's public apology and acknowledgement of the devastating effects the federal child welfare program has had on so many First Nations children and families is not only necessary, but long overdue, said Bernard. An open apology in the House of Commons would symbolize a step forward in the spirit of reconciliation and healing. Blackstock said victims deserve individual apologies for the harms they've experienced, but in order for an apology to be meaningful, the federal government has to change its course in how it relates to First Nations people going forward. The best apology Canada can make is changed behavior, making sure it doesn't hurt another generation of kids, said Blackstock. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 23, 2023. Alessia Passafium, the Canadian Press.